Now, could you tell me whereabouts you were born again?
Down at Harrisburg.
Harrisburg.
That's right.
And what county is that?
It's Indian County. That's the name of the place, Harrisburg.
Yes, ma'am. How far away is that?
From here?
Yes, ma'am.
It's about 8 or 10 miles from the center.
Which direction is that?
Below Brent. You know where Brent is? Right.
Is that just a little community?
That's
or?
Right. That's a little community. Not a post office, just a community.
Yes, ma'am. And you say you never lived anywhere else besides Bibb County?
I've never lived anywhere else besides Bibb
County. How old are you now, Ms.?
72.
What about occupation, you know, what you did for a living? Or?
At beginning with, I worked on a farm. My husband and I had a farm.
Yes, ma'am.
We worked on a farm. And then, after years, am I talking too fast?
No, go ahead.
Years later, he lost his parents, and I came to, we moved down here. We got this place we were living out on the farm, and we moved down here. And I began working in homes, you know, in different homes.
You go to a church around here?
Yes, sir. Shiloh Baptist Church.
That's here in South?
Yes.
Did you go to school at Harrisburg or
Centerville? Centerville. See, I was raised in Centerville. I was born in Harrisburg, and my folks moved to Centerville. After I was born, I was raised in Centerville.
About how old do you reckon you were when you moved to Centerville?
I can't remember.
You reckon just a matter of months, or?
2 or 3 months old, sometimes 2 or 4 months old. Because my mother died when I was 4 months old, and then my auntie got me and brought me to Centerville.
Did your father was still living?
I didn't know my father.
Oh, that's right. You're talking about.
I didn't know my father.
Okay.
I didn't know my mother.
She died when you were just 2 or 3 months.
3 months old.
3 months old.
That's right. I have an auntie that raised me, and she's still living.
Is that right?
That's right.
Does she live close by?
Well, no, she lives in Monte Valley.
Where?
Monte Valley.
I see.
That's not too far, about 28 miles.
So you went to school in Centerville and you got through the...
Finished
the ninth grade?
Yeah.
Have you ever been a member of any kind of club or group, maybe like a church group, organization, anything like that?
Yes, I have.
What was that?
I at one time was Eastern Star.
What is Eastern Star?
That's with the Mason. That's, you know about Mason, Masonic,
yes,
Lodge. Well, the other one was the ladies had the Eastern Star. I was in my group for a long time.
What does Eastern Star do?
Well, they just get around and they have an organization. They organize and they'll help people.
Kind of a service club?
It's a secret club.
Oh.
That's what it is.
That's what kind of thing about it?
No.
I see. Okay. Tell me, have you traveled around very much? You know,
not very much. I've been as far as I have went to Connecticut to visit my stepdaughter. And I went to St. Louis to visit my brother-in-law. Okay? That's far as I've been, no more than Birmingham. You know, I mean, out of state. My daughter, Birmingham, Montgomery, Tuskegee, these places like that in Alabama.
Like to stay around home mostly?
I could have been away from home when I married the second time, but I never would agree to go. I stayed.
Where could you have gone?
No, I could have lived in Birmingham. He wasn't going to live in Birmingham, but I didn't want to be home.
Mm-hmm. What about your father? Where was he born?